Chapter 15, Frequently Asked Questions for the Beginners. And this is more towards chlorine dioxide usage and things like that. Now that you have an explanation and video demonstrations on making and using ClO2 as well as other molecular medicines, I would like to answer a few big questions that might have been regularly asked. This chapter helps me and others not to have to answer the same common questions over and over. Question number one, the biggest question of all. Where do I buy chlorine dioxide in the A and the B bottles mixes, also the raw materials? This is probably the most commonly asked question from the person that is coming across ClO2 information as a medicine for the first time. Google won't tell them where to find it or what it is used for. YouTube has 10 negative videos about these things for every one that is positive, and that one video may get censored at any time in the future. Twitter won't even allow the mention of any links about it or from alternative social media sites or videos. Facebook may have a group here and there that talks about it, but these Facebook groups with thousands of people suddenly disappear because they are deleted by the Facebook company administrators. It is as if all of these mainstream sites, which seem to be separately owned, have a collaboration meeting, or they had one, and said, "We will censor and delete all things related to chlorine dioxide as a medicine." However, this push to censor has actually intensified the distrust of the people, as well as the explosion of non-mainstream social media. A big purpose of these, quote, alternative sites, unquote, is to expose and share what won't be allowed on the mainstream outlets and push the receding tide of free speech. A and B bottle sellers, so if you're buying it in liquid form in the A and the B bottle mixes, on Amazon or eBay or individual sites, that's where you can find them. Look under keywords like water purification drops or chlorine dioxide or possibly MMS or CDS. If you are looking for websites that sell these products, use search engines like entireweb.com, duckduckgo.com, or dogpile.com. I personally use Brave too as well. Brave is a browser that emphasizes taking your information, personal search engine information, and selling it. To make raw materials, like for making liquid sodium chloride to make your own bottle A mix, you can go to eBay. There's a link there that's listed on page 129, or other vendor sites like the link there also on page 129. The raw materials to make the liquid hydrochloric acid, like bottle B, you can find that at Home Depot or other hardware stores. There's a link there. The one brand name that I've used is Clean Strip. It is approximately 20% hydrochloric acid. You can also get hydrochloric acid on Amazon. There's a link here, and the seller of that particular product has a potency of 31.5. Now, with the potency for hydrochloric acid, you just need to water it down with distilled water to about a 4 or 5%. So you'll need to find out what their starting potency is and then lower it down. With the sodium chloride, the A bottle mix, usually if it's sold in flake form, it's at an 80%. Question number two. How much chlorine dioxide would an average person use in a year? After making my first batch of 32 ounces of it, the liquid form, I wondered how long it would last and how many people it could treat. My short answer is on my spreadsheet link under the tab titled One Person, One Year Numbers. The answer is between 6 to 12 ounces of chlorine dioxide per year, depending on the weight, age, and health of the person. To simplify, you could just say 1 ounce per one person per month. These numbers also include what it would take to purify a gallon of drinking water that for the same person in case of emergency situations each day. Here's a video that shows the cost and quantity needed for one person for 1 year. And these are all just estimates, but that video is on page 130 at the top of the page. Question number 3. How long can I store activated chlorine dioxide? Once ClO2 is mixed and diluted in a liquid, the molecules begin to slowly gas off into the air from the surface of the water. As this happens, the mix loses its potency. There are things that can help slow it down. Cold temperatures, like below 51 degrees, airtight containers, and a small air gap in the container that you are using. In other words, small air gap at the top of the liquid. If you follow these things in storing ClO2, you can keep it for weeks before it loses potency. However, I've heard that freshly mixed cup of activated chlorine dioxide is strongest and has the strongest potency. You can decide which to use depending on your goals. If you are just doing the General Detox Protocol 1000, you might be fine with a pre-mixed bottle in the fridge for each day. However, if you are trying to focus on an issue, or gout, or UTI, you may want to use the freshly mixed chlorine dioxide. The main thing that you are looking for is improvement as you clean out the pathogens and other toxins from the body. And that general guideline on this question number 3 is for mixed MMS, or A and B drops mixed together. For CDS, I have, you'll need to go to the CDS chapter on this so you can learn about storing that for longer periods of time. It tends to last longer than normal MMS mixed. Question number 4. How do I know if my chlorine dioxide is at the correct potency? The most accurate way to make sure that your potency is correct with chlorine dioxide is to buy your own test strips from a store. It costs around $10 to $15 for a bottle of 50 strips. They need to specifically be labeled for chlorine dioxide parts per million. Follow the directions on the bottle and you will know. It needs to be about 8 to 10 parts per million per activated drop of sodium chlorite in a 4-ounce cup of water. After you have mixed dozens and dozens of drops, you will get a feel for how yellow or brown the colors of the mix should be for a 1 or a 3-drop mix, or a bigger drop mix if you need it. Just using your judgment of the yellow liquid mixed color is a pretty good way to see after you have done it many times. Note, the test strips can be carefully cut out lengthwise in half so that you can double your number of strips. And again, this is generally for MMS use and mixing, this question number 4. Question 5. If I wanted chlorine dioxide for an emergency storage kit, what would I need? I have a video that shows what to get for under $200. It is enough to treat a full family for over a year. Here are a couple of videos on it, and I'll make at least one more that talks about DMSO and a few other things. This is on page 130. The two links for the videos there. Question number 6. Is setting up a home lab hard? Home laboratory hard? What do I need? My lab is not fancy at home. I buy things secondhand whenever I get a chance. The main thing is that it is clean, safe, and that your numbers for mixing are accurate. Here's a video where I show everything in my lab outside of extra bottles. It all fits on a roller cart that I used to make my video demos on. And this video is on page 131 at the top. Question 7. What are some of the more common sicknesses with kids that chlorine dioxide can treat, and how do you treat them? I put together a video that goes through 12 of the most common sicknesses that a family with kids can get, and how to use ClO2 as the MMS drops to treat them. These are ear infections, flu, strep throat, sunburns, UTIs, stomach aches, burns, rashes, cuts, boils, pink eye, sinus infections, and acne. On a lot of these, you would need to use the startup procedure to make sure that you didn't jolt their body with pathogen kills. Kids are usually pretty tough, though. Maybe just a day or so for a startup, and the sick person will start to respond to the illness or the treatments. Then you would follow the video instructions. This is the video called The Top 12 Illnesses with Kids Treated with Chlorine Dioxide. Again, page 131. Question number 8. Chlorine dioxide and or Brown's gas Do they really stop the COVID-19 and all of its variants? Yes, 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 and yes. I've seen this question asked so many times, and it's such an easy thing to do. With MMS, it is the 6 and 6 dose followed by Protocol 1000 for at least 2 to 3 weeks. Look on the linked up spreadsheet for this 6 and 6. With CDS, it is a Protocol F for an hour or two or longer, and then Protocol C. With Brown's gas, use the bubbled water at least 3 times a day, like morning, afternoon, and evening, until you get past the initial virus symptoms of fevers, chills, etc., and then go to the water and gas use. However, don't breathe the gas when you are in the middle of the initial symptoms, because the electrically expanded water actually gives the virus some extra strength. And what I mean by that is, if you're feeling the scratchy throat, cough, starting up, you don't want to breathe the gas. Use the bubbled water. Breathe the gas and drink the bubbled water daily to get past the long-term symptoms. With calcium hypochlorite, that's the dry powder capsules. This is for the Protocol 4000. You can also use that to go against COVID-19. Just do the Protocol 4000, but be sure to start slowly. Eat some food with each dose and drink plenty of water to wash it down. So that on this question 8, I show 3 different ways that you can fight COVID-19, and they've all shown to be effective and they work well.